Revelation chapter number 11 is where you can find your place. And we do look forward to the next few days. Most of us will be spending some extra time at the table and with family and watching some football. Looking forward to that. I saw where I believe there's going to be about three, I know, NFL games, which I'm not as interested in NFL games. You know, those guys sometimes just really get on my nerves. But college football is where it's at. We really enjoy that, and I think there might be a game that day. But looking forward to that, looking forward to some relaxing, and then maybe Friday might be ready to fight. You know what that means, don't you? It means I might go to Walmart on Friday. Black Friday is where the fights will be, breaking out, especially if you go to the Commerce Walmart. I don't advise that. Things get kind of crazy over at the Commerce Walmart. It's a good place to witness, though. Praise the Lord. Good place to hand out tracts. Anybody going out Black Friday? Anybody plan on going out? I see that hand. All right. Anybody else? Few of you, okay. All right. We need to pray for these. That's why I had to raise your hand. We're going to pray for y'all. Make sure y'all are protected and everything. I guess they're starting now. I guess they're starting these Black Friday sales like yesterday. I guess from, I mean, that's the way it's leading now. They get earlier and earlier. But the real sales, I guess the real sales are going to start at 6 a.m. on Friday, I guess. That's the way it goes. But anyway, you know, someone, I'm going to get to the message here in a second, but you know, someone should probably, that'd be a good little business to start up, maybe even for some teenagers that have a license, you know, just advertise, look, you tell me what you want, and I'll go get it for you. And then they just charge, $30 a gift that they get, and you probably could get some people to take you on that. I'd be one of them, okay? You go get it for me. And so anyway, it's going to be an exciting week. And then Saturday, you know, weather permitting, which I'm hearing from the weather woman and weather men here, that it's calling for about 90% chance of rain. So if it does rain on Saturday, I will not be playing football. You might want to play, and that's fine. You can go out there. I like what Mike Jemanski said. I think he put away, he said, we should change the name if we end up playing. It should not be the Turkey Bowl, but we should call it the Gravy Bowl. I thought that was good, Brother Mike. Amen. That was good. Get out there and play in the gravy. That's probably what the field will be. But if it does, sure enough, you spread the word. If it gets really bad, the rain gets really tough and it floods out and it rains a lot, or just a little bit, in fact, we will postpone till the following Saturday. And I think that'll be, what, December 1st? Is that correct? So it might even work out better. You know, we'll all have the Georgia and Alabama game on our mind and thinking about how Georgia's just going to put a pounding on the Tide. Right, Brother Jim? Yeah, it's going to rain that day too. Yeah, it might just do it. But nevertheless, we'll try to get it in and we'll try to have a good time with it. And that'll be a fun week. So looking forward to it, everybody. There's some folks already traveling. We need to pray for them. But it is. It's a fun week, and to rejoice with those that we love and just have some really good time of fellowship. But some of you may have heard about this little story I'm about to tell. But has anybody ever heard the story about the parrot that was given a gift and just did not know how to use edifying language, good language? Anybody ever heard about that parrot that was given and just had a problem with a foul mouth, quite frankly? Y'all, anybody heard that? A couple of you. Well, it's quite a remarkable story. A young man named John received a gift, received a parrot as a gift, and But one thing he noticed right off is this parrot had a really bad attitude. Not only a bad attitude, but this parrot also had a rude mouth. He was obnoxious, and a lot of times his talk was laced with profanity, and it was just bad. And then John tried and tried to change this parrot's attitude. To no avail. He just could not get through, and he would try to train him to consistently use polite words. He's got guests coming over, and this parrot's just becoming really embarrassing to him. So he's trying to find out what he can do. He even starts trying to play some soft music to maybe try to soothe his spirit, if you will, or his thought process, but that didn't work. And he tried to think of ways to clean up the bird's vocabulary, but it just didn't. Finally, one day, he got mad, and he yelled at the parrot, and the parrot yelled back. And then he started getting really upset with this parrot, and he actually got physical, and he started shaking the parrot. And the parrot just got angrier, and it was going nowhere. He got even ruder as John would try to help him. But in desperation, John threw up his hand and says, "I've had enough of this. I've had enough of this." He grabbed the bird, and he put the bird in the freezer. He put this parrot in the freezer. And for a few minutes, the parrot squawked and kicked, and he could hear what was going on. And finally, it got quiet, and he got concerned. He got concerned that this parrot was quiet. And so he thought maybe he had killed the parrot. Then he started really getting concerned. So not a peep was heard for a minute, but fearing that he had killed it, he opened the door quickly to see the parrot calmly stepping out. John's outstretched arms and said, "I believe I have offended you with my rude language and actions. I'm sincerely remorseful for the inappropriate transgressions, and I fully intend to do everything I can to correct my rude and unforgivable behavior." John was stunned at the change of this bird's attitude. And he was about to ask the parrot what had made such a dramatic change in his behavior, and the bird continued, "May I ask what the turkey did?" Some of you get that later. There is a such thing as repentance. And this bird did repent. He didn't want to be like that old turkey. But yeah, that's right. Some of us will be having some good turkey this week. And maybe you'll have a parrot that speaks nicely. But I thought that was kind of funny. But anyway, that had nothing to do with the message. If you're in Revelation chapter number 11, please. Revelation chapter 11. I'm going to begin reading in verse 16, and we'll just read verse 16 and 17. Revelation chapter 11, verse 16 and 17. The Bible says, "And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, 'We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned.'" Let's pray together. Father, we do want to thank you for this Tuesday night that we can gather around your word and then spend some time in prayer. Lord, help us not to look at this as time just to fill, but may we understand that this time is an investment. Is an investment, Lord, in our worship to you. It is an investment, Lord, in our growth spiritually. And I'm just asking, God, that we would see that this time is very special and sacred. And, Lord, we are asking you to encourage us tonight and draw us closer to yourself, for we are thankful. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, tonight's challenge is entitled this, and this message is entitled this, A Heavenly Thanksgiving Chorus. I don't have time tonight to go into all the details here, but I'll try my best to give you somewhat of a foundation here. We see a heavenly chorus, and specifically it is the 24 elders here that are seated around the throne of God. And they're praising God, and there's a reason. The seventh and final trumpet had sounded and announced that final judgment was coming upon all the world. all the nations. And upon hearing this news, these elders that surrounded the throne of God went from their seat, as you would be sitting right now. They made a beeline to the floor and fell flat on their faces and worshiped God. And they sang unto God, and the Bible says here in verse 17, saying, "We give thanks." We give thanks to who? O Lord God Almighty. In a week that we think about Thanksgiving, I think about this tonight, this scene here on which we will be a part of one day in the heavenlies with our God, giving Him praise together. Look with me in a similar scene, not the same scene, but a similar scene back in Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. Speaking of the Lord God in this context, it says, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, it says, "Grace be unto you and peace from Him which is and which was and which is to come." Look over there in verse number 8. It says, Jesus says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." Go over to chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 8. "And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." You see, the scene here is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's referring to these elders here and the scene of them giving praise to the Almighty God for what He was and what He is and what is to come. You know, tonight, I would like for us, as we break up in prayer time, to do something maybe a little different. Now, if you if you do something besides this, I want you to know you're fine. I want us to be at liberty. But, you know, just thinking about this verse and thinking about this week and just trying to renew our hearts before the Lord, to be hearts of gratitude, because we are just people that are so blessed. I think about the context here, that what they're saying is that they are giving praise to the eternal God, the eternal one. And they are basically saying here around the throne, "Lord, we are thankful for who You have always been. God, we thank You for who You are today. And God, we thank You for who You will be for eternity." They were just giving praise and thanks to Him. Now, I'm sure there's some needs that we can bring before the Lord tonight. I have no doubt that we can ask. But what I'm going to encourage you to do, for us all to try to do, that when we break up in our prayer groups, what I would like for us to do is to only give thanks. Now, there may be a need. Let me give you an example. Someone may be sick. But you know that we can even pray for those that are sick with a prayer of gratitude. For instance, someone is sick, dealing with a hard time. We can pray something like this: "Lord, we are thankful that You know about this problem. Lord, we're thankful that You are the solution. And Lord, we're thankful that as we pray, we know that You will work in this situation as we bring it before You." So there are requests and needs that we can pray for tonight, but also we know that we can just praise God for various things. It may be health. It may be just your Bible. It may be just the Lord Himself, your salvation. There are so many things that we can be thankful for tonight. And by the way, that's what we're going to be doing for all eternity. We will not be interceding in heaven. We will be thanking God for all eternity. There's no reason to intercede at that point, because we will be in the presence of God and our glorified bodies, and we then will just have the opportunity to praise Him. And I think it's a wonderful thing to get practiced up for. Amen. of just praising the Lord. Notice the term there again in the verse there. The worship song here and the time of praise and thanksgiving is simply, Lord, we give you thanks because you are the Almighty God. You are the eternal God who has always been, which art, who is right now, who was, that means has been in the past and art to come, who will be in the future for all eternity. And what do they say here? You have great power and you have reigned. I don't know about you tonight, but we need to just praise God that we have victory in Him. I hope tonight that any of you that are facing a seemingly defeating situation, I hope you will ask God to just rid you of that, deliver you from that spirit. You know what I mean? Because it is not God's will for anybody in this room tonight, not one person, to have a spirit of defeat. Because we look at this right here, and we see them thanking God that He is the victor for all eternity. Right now, as we speak, I don't care what your situation looks like. It might look like you're losing. But according to this truth and all of the Word of God, I can say to the Lord tonight, Lord, praise God, we have victory tonight. We have victory through our Savior, Jesus Christ. The song that we see here, this we give thanks, it speaks of God's, of His invincibility. He cannot be conquered. God cannot lose. Praise God for that. I love the song, we're on the winning side, because we are. We're on the Lord's side. It speaks of His invincibility, but it also speaks of His eternality. The eternal one, the one who has always been. I like what He told the Pharisees there in John chapter 8. He says, before Abraham was, I am. The Lord Jesus Christ. You know, speaking of football, you know, we're going to be, those of us that care anything about it, and it is earthly, and it's all going to pass away, but nevertheless, it is entertaining. But we'll be watching games, and we're going to watch some losers this week. Hopefully, Brother Dan, it won't be Michigan. Nobody wants the Buckeyes to win. I don't think so. Is there any Buckeyes fans here? Would have to have church discipline if there was. I'm just kidding. You know I'm kidding. But we will. We have our teams that are going. There are going to be some teams that lose. And every year there's champions, and usually it does change around every once in a while in the SEC. Not very often, but it does change from time to time who the champion is. But nevertheless, we'll see it across the board. We'll see the national championship, the Super Bowl. It changes. Those earthly champions, they change. But can I say in an encouraging way tonight that our champion, our God, He's never lost. He's undefeated from all eternity and always will be. And we can look to Him tonight with great encouragement. And tonight we can thank Him for that victory. He's the heavenly champion. We give thanks to Him tonight, which art, was, and art to come. He has great power and He has reigned and He always will. Satan can pretend. Satan can try to defend. He can try to overcome. You know, the truth is, he does have a title that's called the Prince of this world. And he is doing his best to bring men with him to everlasting torment. He is doing that. He is doing his best. He's trying. But listen, I want to tell you, to the blood-bought, born-again child of God tonight, you're purchased. You've won. You're on the winning side. And I want you to be encouraged with that thought tonight. And we need to pray and thank God for that great victory that He won at Calvary and the empty tomb. And the great victories that are ahead for the rest of 2018 and the great victories that are ahead for 2019. Because, why? Not because I'm trying to be, I think I can, I think we can, I think we can. It's not just a positive thinking from Dr. Oz or who's the guy, Dr. Phil, that make millions of dollars. I don't know who these people are. Y'all remind me who they are later. I hear about these people that they try to give this positive philosophical thinking to keep things. Listen, if they don't have Jesus, they have no reason to be positive. They can't be. Oh, my friend, but those of us that know the Savior, oh, we can be positive. We can be absolutely secure in our victory in Him. We have nothing to boast about in ourselves, but everything to boast about in Him. Let's pray. Father, I do want to thank You for the victory we have in You tonight. We give thanks to You. Help us, Lord, to go forward tonight as we pray together, just thanking You. Just spending time thanking You for Your greatness, for Your grace, for Your glory. God, for Your kindness, for Your power. Lord God, for Your presence, for Your blessings, for Your care. Lord, I pray that as we break up tonight, Lord, that this church would just be filled with praise. And that, Lord God, You would be exalted. We do ask for Your blessings now in Jesus' name. Amen.